Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The human toll in Ukraine is unfathomable. We're going to be talking today with a guest who just returned from Ukraine with firsthand eyewitness accounts. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. And our guest is Tim Gagline. He is the Vice President for External and Governmental Relations at Focus on the Family. He also is the author of a brand new book, which we'll talk about on another program, Stumbling Toward Utopia. We'll go into more detail about that book. But Tim, welcome to our program. And you just returned from Ukraine. You were telling us about stories that are just unbelievable. What were you doing there? And tell us what you saw.
Well, Holly and Matt, it's great to be with you, and we at Focus on the Family love Liberty Counsel and all that you do. Yes, I was very honored. I spent a little over a week in Poland and Ukraine with an American delegation, former members of Congress, prominent people from the law and legal community, members of the media, others in ministry. And we were looking at the impact of this three-year war on Christians, those in our fellow faith and religious communities in that war-torn country. And one of the things that those of us at Focus on the Family have been particularly interested in is the impact of this terrible war. By the way, nearly 45,000 Ukrainian soldiers have now been killed, and a vastly large number of casualties. We were looking, Holly and Matt, at the direct impact of what I've just shared with you on marriage, family, parenting, and now we have a crisis of the first magnitude, those who have been abducted by Russians, children who have been abducted by Russians, real numbers, well more than 20,000 young people. So the implication is absolutely enormous.
You know, so these children are orphans, correct?
They are absolutely orphans, yes.
Okay, this is heartbreaking. I mean, it's maddening to me to see we just continually keep funneling American taxpayer dollars over there. And I think it's obvious to see it's not really going to where the needs are in that country. How can people really make a difference regarding these children that have disappeared?
Yeah, and let me mention along that line, Holly, that's a great question. We visited the largest children's hospital in Ukraine in the capital of Kyiv, and one whole wing of that hospital no longer exists. It was bombed to smithereens and loss of life there as well, with over 600 children being cared for in the hospital at the time of the bombing. There is an effort there called Save Ukraine, and we had a remarkable briefing in the morning of one of our day-long visits there, and then visited the orphanage that Save Ukraine runs. We've spent a substantial amount of time at Save Ukraine's orphanage in the afternoon. And to your very point, it is jaw-dropping, shocking, heartbreaking what is happening there, because of the large number of loss of life, these men go off to war from all across Ukraine, massive loss of life. If you are a woman, especially a woman with children, ages 18 of years of age and under, you've probably already fled the country because those who are there are subject to these bombings, you know, virtually every day. So the impact on marriage, family, parenting is enormous. And one of the most heartbreaking things is this combination of abducted children, no mothers, no fathers, and trafficking, if that were all not horrific enough.
So you have the orphanage, and obviously those are children that have no parents. They're either gone,
correct,
they're dead, and those are in this orphanage that you're talking about. But you also have the 20-some thousand plus children that are just missing. Is that right, that the Russians have actually captured those children and we don't know where they are? We don't even know if they're alive, if they've been sex trafficked or where they are.
Absolutely, yes. And this is one of the most dramatic and undertold stories of the war, of the Russian invasion in Ukraine, Matt, because you have these four or five heavily contested areas that are Ukrainian territory, but occupied between 70 and 80% by the Russians. And what happens is when these occupied territories are invaded and you have these massive explosions and fighting, you often have the result of young people who have no mothers, no fathers. Very often, these children are parentless altogether, and they have then been abducted into Russian society and presently are unaccounted for. And so this kind of heartbreak is something that that millions of Ukrainians are living with every day, simply not knowing where their children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews even are.
You know, Tim, we trust that once President Trump gets back into office, that the war will end. But what do you foresee happening to all these children when that occurs?
I'm very honored that you would ask that, because even though wars go into ceasefires or temporary agreements, what we're talking about, of course, is has very long-term implications. We actually met with parents whose children are missing. We met with a young woman who had been trafficked. And the implications, even in one life, for what we're talking about, are colossal. Can you imagine magnifying this by a percentage up to and including ultimately more than 50,000 young people?
That's horrific.
I mean, it's really It is really horrific.
Is there, in your conversation with people, are there any people in Ukraine that haven't been directly impacted by the loss of some family member? It seems like with those kinds of numbers, somebody within their family would be affected. And obviously they've all been certainly affected because they've been displaced, they've been disrupted. Some of the places have been bombed. In addition to this psychological recovery that they are going to have to spend years and years and generations to overcome, it seems like it is so widespread and massive. The church the church writ large, this is a great mission field for us to be able to pray for and to do some help in whatever way we can.
As well as if there's missionaries over there right now, need to be aware of what's going on, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we had many meetings with religious leaders in Ukraine. We met with the head of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. We met with fellow evangelicals, Catholics. There's a very sizable Jewish community in Ukraine. We met with the top rabbis of those communities and a number of otherwise Protestant religious leaders. And Matt and Holly, the most recurring word that comes up in every one of those conversations is the word trauma.
The depth of what
we're talking about is literally oceanic. And so people are having a very difficult time trying to determine even how you put some of these pieces back together, because the natural nuclear family in the model that we're talking about countrywide has been utterly smashed. Mm.
I know in your book that you just wrote called Stumbling Toward Utopia, on the very front page, you say how the 1960s turned into a national nightmare and how we can revive the American dream. You know, a lot of what we're experiencing here in the United States, and I think that's the subject of your book that we'll go into more, is something that happened decades ago and it ripples through history decades later. And what you are experiencing there is something that's happening now in the last 3 years. But the impact of that trauma and the separation of families and the disintegration of marriage and the family structure will go on for decades, it seems. And certainly we're not hearing about this in the general media.
This is the
first time that I think probably most people have heard about some of that human tragedy that's actually taking place inside Ukraine.
I think it's confirmation, isn't it, Matt and Holly, that God's beautiful intention for men and women and marriage and family is ultimately the cohesion of strong, confident countries and nations.
Yeah.
And when you begin to unravel that incredible divine tapestry, the implications are enormous. And I think Ukraine is proof positive, as with the moral and social revolution in our own country of the 60s and 70s, of the ramifications of what happens when you tear into the family tapestry.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The family is the foundational building block, and that's why it's always the first thing that is attacked. Well, our guest is Tim Gagline, the Vice President for External Affairs and Governmental Relations at Focus on the Family. He's the author of the book Stumbling Toward Utopia, but he just returned from Ukraine with this incredible eyewitness testimony. So continue to pray for our brothers and sisters and all of the Ukrainians as they go through this incredible trauma, that war ends, but that peace can also heal this trauma. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.